Anyone who lived in the East or West Kootenays in the 2010s will remember the rallies and calls to keep Jumbo wild that echoed through communities in opposition to the development of a proposed ski resort smack in critical grizzly bear habitat in the Purcell Mountains. Now, those efforts to protect an environmentally sensitive and culturally important area, known as Gatmuk to the local Tanaha First Nations, may finally be formalized by the province. Earlier this month, the government of BC announced that conservation planning processes are currently underway to preserve 70,000 hectares of land northeast of Kootenay Lake and west of Invermere. President of the Tanaha Nation Council, Catherine Tenise, says the announcement is the result of many years of pressure from the Tanaha and allies who are interested in protecting the area from development.
This is a culmination of decades of work on the part of Lake Tanaha and like-minded neighbors who helped us do the work to ensure that we do keep that area preserved in as close to pristine as we can. We realize that things have occurred there, but at the same time, we know that we don't want to have any permanent development there and want to leave the place as a legacy for future generations.
If approved, a Gatmuk conservation area could connect Bugaboo Provincial Park in the north with the Purcell Wilderness Conservancy area in the south. It would also support species at risk, healthy watersheds, grizzly bear habitat, and stands of white bark pine. The planning process will commence with public engagements this fall, and Tenise says she's cautiously optimistic that the government is finally serious about establishing a protected cultural area in the Gatmuk.
We know that politics sometimes doesn't behave the way that that we would like it to, but we're hopeful, and I think the fact that it has it has been said out loud to me that will allow us and our like-minded supporters to be able to hold the government accountable to the what it is that they're saying.
Robin Duncan, executive director of WildSight, an environmental organization that has been working alongside the Tanaha for years in the movement to protect the Gatmuk, agrees.
You know, sometimes good things take a long time. And of course, many of us would have loved to have seen this come to conclusion at an earlier timeline. And, you know, many people have devoted countless hours and months and years working towards the protection of this area. But if in the end we get permanent protection of this incredible place, I think we'll all have cause to celebrate.
For their part, the government says the engagement process is necessary to gather information from First Nations and other stakeholders. Minister of Water, Land and Resource Stewardship, Randy Neal, says consulting with the public will allow stakeholders to determine exactly what sort of protections might be required in the area.
There's lots of people in the area where they want to make sure they don't lose access to this area, and that's a big part of it. We want people to continue to enjoy the outdoors, get out into those areas. We know when people spend a lot of time outdoors, they fall in love with it, and when you fall in love with something, you want to take care of it. So that engagement is really important to do, and the eventual protection or types of protection, we don't know yet, but we have parks, we can do conservancies. There's different options, so really all of that is part of the discussion and engagement as well.
All parties encourage the public to take part in the engagement process when it opens later this year. For Kootenay Co-op Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jamie Frederick.